Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, and today I'm speaking with Lois Kelly, partner at Foghound and recent author of a wonderful new book called Beyond Buzz, which is available at foghound.com Beyond Buzz. Today I wanted to discuss with her some of the key insights I was able to glean from the book. So, Lois, love the idea about how sales is becoming more of a conversation. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. What we found in doing some studies is that in the sales process, because of the web, people, before they sit down with sales reps, they're going to the web and they're getting information and background and everything about your capabilities. So then when they sit down with the sales rep, they want to know about your point of view. What's your take on the industry? What are the obstacles? What are your insights? And what it's very interesting, you see so many salespeople have been really beautifully trained in, you know, solution selling, which is all method, and they have nothing to talk about. So in the book, we address how do you help salespeople to, you know, what do prospects want to talk about, and how do you help sales reps do that?
Right, right. And I know I've trained my salespeople as well in the exact same. I also love the chapter called Listen Up. So can you give us a little insight on how do you listen and how do you find interesting things to continue to talk about?
Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, if marketing is a conversation, then listening is at least half of that. But most of us have never really been trained on how to listen. And there are many, many ways to listen. There are ways that you can sort of passively listen, which is, you know, using new tools to monitor what's being said digitally. There are active tools so that you can really, you know, in your community, your customer communities, you can really hardwire that voice of customers into your company. So I think that there are active and passive listening tools, which the book gets into, that every marketing person really needs to understand and embrace. And then I think there are, you know, there's a learning of what to listen for and how to make it easy for customers or, you know, prospects or market influencers to tell you what they think. So, you know, I think it's really helping people learn how do you listen, how do you recognize, how do you acknowledge, and how do you endorse other people's point of view when they're talking to you. I was able to interview some really interesting people in academia, some CEOs, who provided, you know, some ideas on exactly how do you listen. And when you listen, you get valuable business insight for your marketing strategy, you build relationships with people, and you find fascinating ideas then to feed back into your marketing programs.
See, I was practicing my listening there.
Yeah, you're good.
That was pretty good. Right? I got to tell you, I was inspired, and I wanted to jump in a couple of times, but I was practicing my listening. Okay, I want to take it in a little bit of a different direction. Can you give us a little hint as to what are some of the obstacles that organizations may be facing?
Yeah, I think one of the big obstacles is I think that many, many companies, there are fraidy cats in the company. People who are very smart, very persuasive, but they've been trained not to take risks, and they've been very successful in doing that. And as we're entering a new marketing era, which is conversational marketing, it's very new, you know, there are no best practices yet. I think fraidy cats are stop things. So I think that's one. I think the second thing is that companies don't have the right type of communication professionals. Because conversational marketing, you know, it's all about communication. So there's sort of a new breed of marketing professional. It's not a PR person. And in the book I kind of list what to look for and where you can find those people. So I don't think, you know, I think the lack of the communication professionals is an issue. I think the third obstacle is that people have, we've been trained a really good job of what are the marketing fundamentals, you know, your vision, mission, value prop, you know, elevator description. And those are things that are sort of descriptive all about the company. But they don't help you have a conversation. So there's a new sort of fundamental that I believe needs to be added to that, which is called the point of view. And when you have a point of view, it makes it so easy to kind of unleash conversations in your company. And in the book, if you want to know more, it gets into, you know, what that is and companies who have great point of views and how they've put those to work.
Right.
And the last obstacle is if companies don't have, if they don't know their market, they don't know their customers, and they don't really have a good business strategy, sometimes they have trouble with conversational marketing because they don't have anything to talk about because they're just not quite in tune.
Well, you got no fraidy cat here with me. I mean, I love to try these things. In fact, I get seduced, you know, by some of the creativity that is unleashed with this medium. You know, so my next question for you would be, you know, how do you sort of keep in touch with the business problems that you're trying to solve? Is there, you know, a way to connect the creative part with these, you know, key business problems?
Sure. I think you have to look at what are you trying to solve? What isn't working as well as it could? You know, and really look at, you know, I'm seeing companies as they put these practices to use where they're able to shrink their sales, process, you know, from 20% to 30%. I hear marketing communications people say they've been set free and they're so much more productive. So I think it's, you know, what's your issue? One of the big business problems, particularly in business-to-business and professional services company, is the disconnect between marketing and sales. And where sales says, you know, marketing doesn't give us what we need when we're with customers, and marketing says if those salespeople would just stay on message, you know, and use what we give them, it would be fine. I think that in conversational marketing, that problem goes away because in marketing, as we're using, you know, blogs and things like this podcast in a conversational way, we can give those same conversational ideas to sales. And then we're all sort of, you know, talking the same language and the same ideas, but in our own words.
Right, right, definitely. So any idea on how you organize the marketing and communications group to really take advantage of this? I really see that as one of the gating factors.
I think it's really important because I think the silos that we have traditionally had, you know, don't work. And, you know, we often say, how should we organize? How should we be organized? I hear people say that all the time. How should we be organized? And I think it's not a how question, but the question is what. You know, what should we be doing differently? What kind of skills do we have? What kind of people do we need? And I think that, you know, there are 8 essential functions in this new marketing landscape, which I get into, but, you know, I think a couple of them is, you know, I think the whole market research group is morphing into something much more strategic, and it's really sort of an insights group where they're really responsible for that, you know, sort of listening. I think the public relations people have a huge opportunity to step up and do things differently. I'm not sure they'll step up into this role, but I think they can play, you know, more important role than ever before. And I think the whole sales, you know, support function, I think that can perhaps go away or be structured very differently.
Excellent.
But eight new functions,
uh-huh.
And I think most companies have the skill sets, but it's a new way of approaching it.
Super. Well, Lois, thank you so much for your time. I know you're busy, and I really appreciate you making the time to do a podcast with us for my listenership. Could you please give us the URL one more time?
Absolutely. It's foghound.com/beyondbuzz.
Perfect. And thank you all for listening.
Bye-bye.